This is a recording of a mindful body scan designed for you to use regularly to help you assume an active and powerful role in your own health and well-being. It is best to listen to this recording and do what it says while in a comfortable place where you can feel safe, secure, and free from interruption. Looking at this practice time as an opportunity to be both by yourself and fully with yourself. An opportunity to nourish yourself, to open to and experience the potential of strength and healing within yourself. Our culture asks us to live so much in our thoughts, in our heads, that we may sometimes forget that the whole body feels and knows, and that there is a wisdom beyond words. We may have built-in habits that ignore, minimize, or completely shut down the possibility of feeling our own aliveness. Now, the body scan is an opportunity to connect a little more to the body. This marvelous sensing instrument that can bring you closer to yourself, to the world, and to others. This practice is a time for gentle exploration of each present moment. The opportunity to explore bodily experience can be very helpful. You can begin to notice what feels good, what you withdraw from, when you tense up, and when you can give yourself space. This is a time for simply being your experience, being just as you are, without criticizing, judging, wishing, or trying to change the experience in any way. While many people prefer to do the body scan lying on their back on the floor, the body scan can be done in any position, lying or sitting, on the floor, on a bed, or on a chair. What really matters is your presence in the moment. What really matters is that you are choosing to show up for what's happening now. Now, lying on your back with your arms and hands at your sides and legs outstretched, or with the knees bent and the soles of the feet on the floor if that is more comfortable, or sitting in a chair in a relaxed posture, making a choice to allow yourself to be exactly as you are in this moment. Coming gently to notice the breath. It's such a constant feature of life that it's easy to ignore, so taking time with it now. Actually feeling the sensations as the breath enters the body and leaves the body of its own accord. Allowing it to move through its cycle of in-breath and out-breath without controlling. If it feels right to you, attending to the belly, the lower abdomen, noticing that it may be rising and falling with the cycle of the breath. If you care to, placing your hands on your belly, feeling the movement of the breath, the rhythm, the waves of the breath, simply riding the waves of your breath from moment to moment. As you listen to this body scan, if at any time sensations in the body become too uncomfortable, emotions arise that are too difficult. Knowing that it is always possible to return to the breath as a safe place, a haven, a retreat for you to rest in, until you are ready to venture again into the body scan. Wherever this recording is in its progress. If you've placed your hands on your belly, taking them off now and moving your attention to the top of your head, noticing that sensations may arise when you bring attention to a particular part, maybe tingling, maybe pressure, maybe a feeling of the breath or the pulse affecting this area. Or perhaps there's no sensation. That's okay, that's simply your experience of this moment. And when you're ready, moving your attention to your forehead, observing any sensations, perhaps furrows of tension, or tingling, or a sense of relaxation, allowing yourself to feel whatever you feel. Now, moving your attention from the forehead to the eyes and eyelids. Noticing how you're holding them. How much or how little pressure does it take to keep them closed? Experiencing the eyes from the inside, from behind the eyelids. Are the eyeballs moving or still? Is there darkness, light, color? How does the breath affect this area? When it feels right, beginning to pay attention to the cheeks, sensing the bones, the muscles, the skin of the cheeks, noticing the play of air, sensations of coolness or warmth, noting perhaps that some sensations stay for a while others pass quickly, and that intensity may change one way or the other as you bring attention to them. And attending now to the nose, from the bridge to the edges of the nostrils. Perhaps feeling the breath in the nostrils as it enters and leaves. Noticing temperature, moisture, sensations on the upper lip, perhaps. Moving the attention to the jaw and the jaw hinge. Being aware of tightness or softness. Allowing the lower jaw to drop down slightly and noticing any changes in sensations in the muscles of the face and neck or in other parts of the body which that small movement may create. And expanding your focus of attention to include the mouth and lips. Inside the mouth, the position of the tongue, perhaps against the teeth, against the roof of the mouth. The inner ear. If you care to, breathing in through the nose and out through the lips, allowing the air to play on its way out. Observing the sensations of dampness, dryness, warmth, or coolness. and expanding the attention now to encompass the entire face. Not a picture of your face in your mind, but really feeling the sensations in the area that we call the face. Being in the face. What's there for you? Aware of any thoughts and emotions as well. And if thoughts or emotions arise, allowing them simply to come into awareness and pass like clouds in the sky. Shifting the attention to your neck, noticing how it is right now in the big muscles in the back of the neck, from the base of the skull to the shoulders, the throat. Aware perhaps of the play of air or touch of clothing. Being present in this experience. Moving now to the shoulders. Checking into their condition in this moment. Any tightness or softness. Recognizing that this is the condition now. Accepting it. Knowing that it does not need to be some other way. And knowing also that conditions change. Noticing if there is a sense of the breath in the shoulders. How much of the body does breathing affect? Allowing the attention to travel to the upper and mid back. Sensing the muscles tight or loose. Aware perhaps of sensations of the weight of the body here. Pressure against the floor or chair back. Feelings of the texture of clothing. Noting how the breath moves in this area. Bringing attention to the lower back, to the sense of contact or lack of contact with the floor or chair. The sense of yielding to gravity or resisting. Any tightness or softness. Noticing any tendency to move away from or towards any sensations or thoughts, feelings, judgments that may arise. Remembering that this is simply how it is in the lower back at this moment. And experiencing the whole back now, from the shoulders to the base of the spine. Aware of the subtle and not so subtle motions of the back as you breathe. Dwelling in the sensations of the back, not watching from your head, just knowing what the back knows. Being in the back. Shifting to the arms, to the upper arms and forearms. Aware of the pull of gravity, the weight of the arms. Feeling the muscles and joints, the touch and texture of clothing. And expanding the attention to include the wrists and hands. Sensations of warmth or coolness, tingling, moisture or dryness. How does the breath affect the arms and hands? Is it possible to feel the pulse here? just being with what's here now. And moving, as you're ready, to the chest. Aware of the lungs and heart in this space. Maybe sensing inside as the lungs fill and empty. Perhaps noticing the heartbeat, the rhythm of the heart and the breath together. Being present to these sensations of life and feeling the surface, the touch of clothing, any sense of movement. Now, extending attention into the abdomen, the belly. Feeling inside first. This place where we have our gut feelings. There are nerves here that sense and know. Feeling into the motion of the diaphragm, the sense of the breath in the belly. When it seems right, moving the attention to the pelvic region, from hip to hip. Aware of gravity's work, the pressing against the floor or chair, the feel of clothing against the skin, and moving in the quality of the muscles, tight or loose. Is it possible to feel the bone running through? And extending the attention now to the lower legs, the calves and shins. Noticing points of contact or lack of contact with the floor or chair. Aware of gravity. Aware as well that the legs are alive. How does the breath affect them? How about the pulse? Is there a sense of the blood flowing? When you're ready, exploring onward to the feet, feeling where they are. The floor, perhaps a sense of temperature, warmth or coolness, a sense of the breath and heartbeat, perhaps. Now expanding the attention to include the entire body from the soles of the feet to the top of the head. Being present to the totality of the experience of sitting or lying here in this moment. Perhaps feeling the breath. How it has been a constant companion, how it brings the whole body together, as does the pulse, the heartbeat. Feeling the sense of gravity, the sense of being held gently, closely, without fail. Dwelling in what the body feels, in what the body knows. in the last moments of this body scan, congratulating yourself for spending the time and energy to nourish yourself this way, for continuing to make choices to live a more healthy, satisfying life, and knowing that you can carry this awareness of your body's deep wisdom beyond this practice session, and into each moment of the day, wherever you may find yourself.